you would have asked me that question back in late July, you know, mid-August, I would have said, you know, we've really, we were almost down to zero cases. We'd had, at that point, we were at about 7 active cases in the entire state. And then as summer hit and there was more people traveling around the state and getting out and about, we started seeing a rise just like the state did. And so we started seeing spikes in Muskegon and Newberry and in Ionia. And so right now we think we've got 600 or 700 positive cases. I just checked this morning. There are only 9 active prisoners with COVID in the 4 Jackson prisons. And that's largely from RGC, which is the intake center. So people coming in from the county jails, and as we test them and find that they're positive and we isolate them. So it's really been, you know, Jackson got hard hit early on. Had a lot of staff and a lot of prisoners, but thankfully that seems to have really subsided. So that's really good for the Jackson area.